MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the rail.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
Warlock Radio!
Tangents, puns, and everything fun. These were the ingredients chosen to create the perfect podcasters, but Professor Utonium accidentally added an extra ingredient to the concoction, Chemical Awkward. Thus, the Shy Kids were born! Using their socially awkward powers, Corey, Doc, and Dean have dedicated their lives to telling funny stories and making the Shy Kids podcast!
We say sabotage.
We gotta wait for the lip syncing.
Yeah.
They make American cartoons ass backwards. They do the lip syncing beforehand.
They animate to the sound.
You want me to put emphasis on animate too?
Well, no, in Japan they actually do it the other way because they don't care so much about if the lips match up. And they have all the people in the studio at the same time so they can play off of each other. Right. But the consequence of that is sometimes the lip syncing doesn't work as well, so it's a trade-off.
Even when they dub it in Japanese?
Oh no! In America, when they dub,
you have to lip sync. Like you have to match the flaps.
Oh no! I'm talking about like a Japanese cartoon when they're originally making it.
They animate it first
in Japan.
Yeah, they animate it first, and then
the Japanese voiceover artists go in and
that sounds hard as fuck.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, it also doesn't match up, and also their lip animations are usually a lot simpler.
They're just bap, bap, bap.
It's like puppets.
Yeah, yeah, and they don't care about it as much. But yeah, when they bring Japanese anime over to America and they dub it, then they have to write to make it lip sync, which is why most dubs suck, because they have to figure out what has the same number of syllables.
Right. Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
My name is Dean.
My name is Doc.
God damn you guys. Yeah. I hate you every time. I'm going last next time.
You got to start strong.
Yeah. You should just make us introduce it sometimes.
I'm going last.
Introducing Corey.
Yeah. And introducing Corey Cook.
As Corey Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As rollerblader number 3.
Yeah. So, I have confession alert.
You're gay? We already knew that.
Feline AIDS.
We reference furries a lot.
We do.
Okay. And, well, not since our lunar episode, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Furries get a pass from now on.
We give a little more respect to furries because they're not lunars. Because
they're not lunars.
And in the spirit of tolerance.
Yeah. Which are people who fuck balloons, for people who missed our last episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those are lunars, not, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Dean, I think Dean was saying that in the,
what?
Yeah, in the spirit of tolerance.
I was trying to give you a lead.
He was trying to
segue. Yeah, I was trying to give you a lead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was feeding you a furry dick.
All right. Anyway.
In the spirit of tolerance.
In the spirit of tolerance, I actually have a couple of furry friends. Friends who are furries.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they listen to the show.
Their names are Dean and Corey.
Yeah.
They're podcasters with me.
Yeah. Let your fur flag fly.
Yeah, exactly. And
we're self-hating furries.
One of them, yeah. That'd be hilarious. Yeah.
Put that on Maury Povich.
One of them brought up to me, you know, they were mentioning that we make fun of furries a lot. And I was like, well, it's all in good. We're not like hating on them. It's just right. Silliness, you know. But they said, why don't you guys try to create what your fursonas would be if you were furries?
Okay.
Yeah.
How how do you come up with are there rules for having a fursona? Is there,
I'm a frog. Fuck me. I think that's a ground rule.
Yeah. Well, I know you have to pick an animal, clearly.
Okay.
Preferably with fur, although I think you can really go any species and they all fit under the furry
I
want to
be
umbrella.
A wasp.
Yeah.
A wasp?
A wasp.
Yeah. I come from a long line of wasps.
And then you have to give them like a
do they get powers? Do they have like...
You can give them powers.
Like, I have a number 7 potion.
There's plenty of furries.
I have a calloused asshole.
Make themselves wizards, too.
Really?
Shit like that, yeah. I think you got to pick a profession. I don't know. Is there maybe there's a guide.
Maybe.
Is there a guide? Check the internet.
let's look on the internet, folks.
How to make a fursona.
Check your bookmarks.
How to fursona. Funny enough.
Really?
There is a WikiHow.
WikiHow!
This is hilarious. All right, well, this is perfect.
Perfect.
How to make a furry persona.
Nice. Or
a fursona.
Fursona.
That's a portmanteau.
Let's see. A fursona is a representation of yourself in the furry fandom.
Oh.
Rather displayed as an animal with human characteristics. This character can be a sort of alter ego of yourself or a direct representation of yourself combined with that of some species of animal. Wait, what? This character can be a sort of alter ego of yourself or a direct representation of yourself combined with that of some species of animal. Okay, that makes
right,
sense.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
I got to put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
It would be like you, but with a koala head.
Yes. Fursonas can also be known as one's soul self. Ooh,
I haven't
heard
that.
It goes deep.
Yeah, spirit animals.
If one has a personal connection with their furry and feels that she truly reflects their inner identity. Of
correct.
Okay, so it's, sometimes it's for people to, like, truly behave the way they want to behave.
Right.
But they don't feel like they're too shy or whatever.
They feel a connection with the animal, too.
It gives them an outlet.
Yeah.
And that's commendable. I can commend having an outlet.
I think some of that feeling a connection with the animal is a little fishy, though. Because... there's way too many wolves and awesome animals.
Yeah.
Like, really? You all have connection to wolves?
Yeah, there's no fucking hermit
crabs.
Well,
if you're going to have
you don't
connection.
Have a real deep connection to a marmot.
All right. You want to go through the steps?
Yes.
Oh, then it says things you'll need and tips and warnings.
Oh, things you'll need.
You'll need
construction paper and scissors.
And glue and macaroni.
You'll need an open mind and a lot of lube.
Preferably a butt plug with a tail connected to it.
Well, yeah,
how it stays on.
Well, you don't want a dildo because you'll lose it.
You haven't seen those?
No.
Having a connection to the furry community, you would have come across those.
I thought it was just fucking taped or was attached to a belt.
I thought you would have like tripped over one going to your friend's house or something.
Well, sort of looking up furries. After we had talked about him one night.
While jacking off?
No. No.
He had to get hard first.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
It's not going to go inside.
No. Just in general, sort of looking up, like, you know, what kind of animals people choose and whatnot.
Right.
I came across a photo of a lady who had a tail.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell where the tail...
It's like, where's the strap? Where's the tail?
This
tape?
Must be photoshopped.
Right.
So I clicked on the image... Because she was sort of just barebacked. It was very tastefully shot, but she was sort of barebacked. So you kind of saw like, you know, she wasn't wearing any clothes, obviously. She had like little ears on, which were clearly a like headband.
So she was
with
a naked
ears.
Human woman, but with ears and a tail.
Yes.
Like animes.
But she had her back to...
Sure.
Yes. She had her...
Like every anime.
She had her back to the camera and sort of peeking over her shoulder like,
I've got a secret.
And she had
like
this
tail in my butt.
This giant foxtail that was coming from like her tailbone area.
Okay.
And I was like, that's photoshopped or something because I can't see like how that's attached. Like there was no like, you know, like belt that was holding it on or whatever. And so I clicked through, and then the photo set went on to be porn. Like, it went into more graphic things and revealed that tail was actually, in fact, a butt plug.
Oh, fun.
There you go.
So, yeah, you know. Yeah, get your tail on.
No muss, no fuss.
Yeah.
No extra, no snaps, no toggles.
Right? It's easy.
Yeah.
You just have to sacrifice
Plus,
your
everyone
butt
knows that when a fox farts, its tail flies off. So it's anatomically correct, too. Boom.
What does Flum? That fox say when
like
it farts?
It's like a fucking t-shirt gun. Yeah.
The furry fox jumped over the lazy dog and then fucked it in the ass.
All right, so step one. Choose a species for your fursona to be.
All right.
Do your research. WikiHow.
Okay. Yeah.
Figure out what animals you like most or what animal you identify with. There are tons of animals out there, to choose from, including reptiles of all kinds. Avians, those are birds or anything with feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Amphibians, horses, goats. I like how they went like...
Wait, does a Native American count as an avian?
Sure.
Okay.
It says, all reptiles, all birds, all amphibians, horses, goats, skunks.
Because they weren't involved in the furry part?
I don't know.
Like, wait, well, so can we go outside the animal phylum? Like, can we go fungus?
No, they were like, all of this group, all of that group, and then like specifically horses, goats, skunks, thousands of other species.
Yes,
we
have horses. Stop asking.
And don't be afraid to venture out from the idea of just sticking to a cat or dog. You can even mix animals together.
We have
a fantasy creature or even make up your own. All right, so...
We have enough wolves already.
What species would you be?
I don't know. Who wants to start?
I'm going
to
go koala.
Koala?
Yeah.
Koala.
Yeah. Dean the koala. I like it. Oh, yeah. You don't have to be called Dean. You can have a new name.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fucking get back to me.
Okay. Well, yeah. This is going to
be my name. I have to.
I'm sure that's another step.
Dean the. I mean, koala, man.
Koala
for right now.
Unnamed koala.
Yeah. Okay. I'm tempted to go with one of my two favorite animals, which is raccoon or corgi.
Okay.
But when I create a character based on myself, which has happened, I don't like to go with things I particularly like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you run into the danger of having a Mary Sue character, which is a character that you base off yourself and then you make way too awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Bella Swan.
Yeah. So I think it'd be interesting if for my fursona, I went with something that wasn't a favorite animal of mine. Maybe like a beaver or a duck.
Duck the duck.
Yeah. Or,
Duck the duck.
Duck the duck. Or Duck Wheatley.
Duck Wheatley. Yes.
Oh, woo-hoo. You sounded excited about this.
Or... beaver and duck mixed platypus.
Dock-billed platypus.
A dock-billed platypus.
Pretty good.
You going with a dock-billed platypus?
I'm going with a fucking platypus.
So we got a koala.
Platypussy.
A dock-billed platypus.
A dock-billed platypus.
He's got a little stethoscope.
Yeah.
Lab coat.
A lab coat. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Pocket protector.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here. For me... I think I will go with...
a sexy moose.
No. Sexy moose.
Hello. I'm a moose.
A sexy moose.
I would like to be a reindeer. They go jingle jangle.
I didn't say you had to be gay.
Yeah.
Why not? Why can't I be gay?
Yeah, I said you didn't have to. You can. I just didn't. I didn't want you to think you had to be. I didn't want to pigeonhole you unless you're a pigeon.
I don't think I really have a favorite animal. Let's see.
Well, is koala your favorite animal?
They're one of my favorites.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got a marsupial,
and then we've got a whatever the fuck.
Platypus is a monotreme, which is like a weird...
Thank you for knowing that.
It's a weird... echidnas, too. It's like a weird, like, proto-mammal, like, between reptiles and animals. Like, they...
Really?
Yeah, they don't have mammary glands. No, they lay eggs, but they're but they also make milk.
That's true.
So mm-hmm. it's weird.
All right, since we're going with... sort of animals that are like they're mammals, but they're special mammals.
Well, you don't have to copy.
No. I'm just saying.
It doesn't even have to be
in that same vein. Like I have an animal in mind that I think would fall into that category as well.
All right.
So you've got a mammal that's got a pouch. You've got a mammal that lays eggs
and has a duck
and has a dock and has a dock bill.
Yeah, and a doctorate in clinical psychology.
I think I will go with a mammal that is amphibious in that it can be both out of water and in water.
Okay.
In a sea lion. No, scratch that. Otter, they're cuter.
Otter.
So wait, river otter or ocean? Well,
I thought you were going to go with an amphibian.
No.
Which an otter is
a
not.
A mammal.
Okay, okay.
That so, is amphibious in that it goes both in water and out of water.
This is important. Sea otter or river otter?
That is true.
Ooh, that is
important. Because river otters can get freaky and flippy.
Yeah.
But then sea otters eat on their tummies. And they're fuzzy.
The tummy eaters.
All right.
I would be a tummy eater.
All right.
Sea otter.
I feel like our animals are like cousins.
A little bit, maybe.
Ours too. We're both from Australia.
There we go. Platypuses are from Australia? See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
all of our Australia fucking stories link Guinea. Like Zelda, guys. Come on.
Dude, we link like Zelda, motherfuckers.
Yeah. I don't think most of our genitalia are compatible, though.
No, sadly.
We can't fuck each other.
I know echidnas, which are related to platypi, have...
Cloaca?
They have four-headed dicks.
Nice!
Yeah, so I don't know if platypuses have those.
Echidnas, they're the ones that is Knuckles from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah,
right?
Although he doesn't really look like one. They're more like anteaters with spikes.
Speaking of dicks, my favorite animal, the raccoon, is the only animal with a bone in its dick.
Really?
Yeah, it has a bone in its dick.
A lot of animals have bones in their dicks. We're,
really?
Humans are one of the only mammals that don't, actually.
Oh, maybe I had that backwards.
Because chimpanzees, I know, have bones in their dicks.
Chimpanzees have bones in their dicks?
Yeah, it's one of...
That sounds wrong to me.
It's one of the biggest differences between humans and other animals, or other primates, rather.
That ours is just a bunch of pockets for blood vessels.
I swear, I thought raccoons were the only one with bones in their dicks.
There might be something else on top of that you're remembering.
So humans are like one of the few animals that when they get a boner, it doesn't involve a bone?
Yeah, we're one of the few hydraulic animals.
No boner whatsoever. Mm.
Yeah.
No bone in our boner.
Because basically animals in the wild rape each other, so they need to get a boner quick.
That's true, there's no consent with animals.
There's no foreplay.
All right, step two.
Step two.
So we've chosen our animal.
Yes.
Our spirit animal.
Right.
Step two. Think of a design for your fursona, like the coat color and or markings on it.
Ooh.
This can be as natural looking or as crazy as you want it to be.
Does this include manner of dress?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah.
All right.
Unless that lower in the list? Give it a little peek.
You could have anything from a simple gray colored wolf to a turquoise phoenix to a yellow Komodo dragon with red stripes.
But does it bring up clothes later?
Your fursona can also have tattoos, piercings, patches of different colors, fur, feathers, scales, skin, even extra tails if you'd like.
Yeah. Does it bring up clothing later, though?
It says personality.
We don't want to jump the gun here.
Yeah.
Do they wear clothing? Step four.
Okay, see? See? Just their markings and what's on them.
How do they look naked?
Yeah.
All right. Well, mine has eight abdominal muscles.
Eight.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, eight of them. And then, like, it seamlessly transitions into the pectoral muscles. So it's like there's some wide ones.
So you're a ripped koala.
Yeah, ripped
koala. Which I've never seen before.
Yeah, well, you see it now. And, of course, he's got the gun show. No tats, because he doesn't need them. You know, body's good enough as it is.
No tats.
Right. Yeah.
What color
How do you
fur?
Tattoo a fur animal?
I'm going to go you'd shave it and then have an ugly patch, I guess. Yeah, or you
Brand
can
them.
Just or you can just have the hair like colored that way,
That's
I guess.
True.
I'm just going to go just classic Heather Gray.
Heather Gray.
Ooh, a Heather Gray.
Oh. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, nice.
A little salt and pepper.
Yeah, a little salt and pepper. Yeah. A little wizened.
Yeah.
It's koala scene shit.
With soft white around the temples.
Yeah. Very diplomatic koala.
I have a feeling your koala's going to have a tweed jacket with patches.
We'll see. Maybe it will.
Open so that you can see his eight abs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. So for my platypus.
Your platypussy.
My platypussy. I'm also going to go with classic platypus color.
Brown.
Which is brown.
With a yellow bill.
With a yellow bill.
I think they actually have gray bills.
Well, I'm going to go cartoon style with the yellow bill.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen seen a platypus. In...
I'm going to toss in the cartoon style so it looks more duck-like.
Like a duck bill.
Duck bill. Yeah.
And then when you shoot it,
platypus.
Then when you shoot it, it spins around its back. Yeah.
Yeah. You said we can do tattoos?
Yeah.
Okay. I like the idea that my fursona
piercings
has a tattoo that he's not proud of. Something maybe on his arm that says like Molly Hatchet rules.
Like something he got like
years ago.
A boyfriend's name crossed out that another one under it.
Yeah.
He has a bunch of random initials.
Something silly. Yeah. Limp Bizkit.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Be specific. What will it be?
I like Molly Hatchet.
Molly Hatchet rules.
Right. I think that's funny.
With like a flaming heart or
a half done like Icarus tattoo.
Yeah.
All right. So regular looking platypus. What is his build? Is it just sort of regular platypus build? Is he anthropomorphic?
Yeah, he's chunky like a platypus. He's built like it, but he's still anthropomorphic. It's like a big, well, I guess he's kind of like me.
All right.
Fat dude.
So his legs are kind of like webbed together. Like,
yeah, he's got the web feet.
Yeah.
But then the beaver body and beaver tail.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
And the big cloaca.
Do they have a cloaca?
They have, I think, I'm not actually sure how monitorings work down there.
Yeah. And you might be thinking of the girl too, because mine wouldn't lay eggs because I'm not going to be a female version.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's another. Do we settle on gender?
I'm male.
You're male.
Yeah. I'm going to settle on male too.
Yeah.
I'm going to be asexual.
Boom.
All right. Yeah. I'm not gendered.
There you go.
Well, that's no fun.
All right. Fuck it. I'm male. I'm a very masculine, non-gendered.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's going to make that's going to make step eight really complicated.
I know. How are you fucking?
Yeah.
Which hole do you prefer?
Right, step nine. Sea otter, what do you got?
All right. I will be a ginger sea otter.
Nice.
You know.
Yeah.
Always with, wanted a ginger.
With dark brown whiskers and fur around, like under his nose, that make up a mustache.
Yeah.
But like not a mustache.
By the way.
What?
I really hope some fan draws all of this.
We need to get some fan.
When we're done, we need a fan to draw all of this.
Our furry fans out there, draw us our fursonas.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, so my sea otter is a ginger sea otter. He has sort of a whitish muzzle.
Okay.
Except for a darker brown fur patch below his nose that makes it a nice mustache.
Right.
He also has a patch around his eye. That makes
Corey
it look like a monocle.
Way more detailed than we did. Yeah. Nice.
I was going to add the monocle later, but
he also has a white triangle patch under his chin.
Yeah,
that makes it look like an ascot.
Oh,
all right.
Nice.
Yes.
So you did what I was going to do with clothes, but with body hair.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. He is also sort of anthropomorphic, pear shaped, where his feet are sort of. They're not long human legs.
Right.
They're short like an otter or whatever. Yeah. But his
kind of like mine would be.
Yeah, his
like
front
fat body.
His front arms would be a little longer than his back legs.
Although you'd be more slender because you're an otter.
Yeah, he's sort of like a bean.
Pudgy.
Bean shaped. But
pudgy,
yeah, like
and bean
but
shaped.
Soft.
Yeah.
Soft. Like some like you'd want to hug him.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Sexy. Yeah, and then like dark hands, dark feet, and a tail that goes
anywhere you want it, man.
Yeah, let's see how would I want the tail?
Well, otters
have
very just a pointy tail.
Right, just a tail.
It just comes to a point.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Otter tail,
otter tail.
As long as it has a butt plug on it.
Mine would
fine.
Be that sort of beavery, you know. The beavery flat platypus tail.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
And koalas just have the little nubbin.
Little nubbin.
Yeah, a little nubbin for a lubbin.
Yeah.
All
well,
right.
but you'll drive a Corvette to compensate for it.
Yeah.
Oh, and the top of his hair is sort of coiffed like Doctor Who, the 11th.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You got the...
Sort of
wave.
A loose wave.
Yeah, loose wave.
All right.
I think my hair would just be sort of like a patch on the top that's just like messed up. Yeah.
Yeah, the mine just has like the little like a presidential looking like white tusk near
your,
the ears.
Your koala looks like Mitt Romney.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. Exactly. Comic book president. There you go.
All right, step three. Decide the aspects of your persona's personality, such as what they like and dislike, their good character traits, and their downfalls. It may be tempting to create a perfect badass character, but a persona with both positive traits as well as shortcomings is more interesting and can be related to.
Mine has laser eyes, is smarter than everybody, funnier than everybody,
wins every contest.
So yeah. Mitt Romney.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I have a very natural sense of humor.
Right.
Remember when he made fun of all those poor people? That was hilarious. Yeah.
Remember when he told everybody that he liked firing people? That was cool.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that time that he left his dog on the top of his car when they went on a family trip? That was pretty cool, too. Oh, we're not a political podcast. No.
How about the fact that our last election was guy named Brock versus a guy named Mitt?
Yeah.
That's like Cain and Kodos. Yeah. Vote for your extraterrestrial.
Don't blame me. I voted for Kodos. Yes.
All right. So, Dean, your personality.
Mine loves justice.
Are you basing yours off of Phoenix Wright?
A little bit. He loves justice. He hates intolerance. He's a little bit shy, but he's got a good heart. And he's not angry, but he can be violent when he needs to be to preserve justice.
Yeah.
I like it.
And he also has an Asian fetish.
This sounds a lot.
Well, that's just the Dean inside.
Oh, I thought you were talking about koala. Me. Yeah.
This sounds a lot like a direct representation of Dean, especially the 8-pack.
It's what he relates to.
Doc.
I'd say for mine...
What's your Doc Bill Platypus like?
I want to base my character off somewhat of Fletch.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's kind of silly. I'd say Fletch meets Deadpool. Because he thinks he's suaver than he is, but is kind of nuts.
Does he have multiple personality disorder?
Not multiple personality, but his mind's all over the fucking place. All
right.
He's scatterbrained.
Okay.
And he has arrogance because he thinks he's Fletch, but he's really, you know, wacko. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's see. My guy, I would think, is charming.
Oh.
You know, like people can get along with him easily.
Yeah.
You know? While his markings give him a sense of distinguished air.
Right.
There's nothing very distinguished about him.
Okay.
He eats on his belly with his hands in mixed company, you know? He's always wet.
Yeah.
When I'm done with him, he will be.
But people give him false respect.
Okay.
Because he looks sort of distinguished. He looks regal.
He's well-bred, but he didn't live the life, maybe.
He just happened to have markings that make him look, you know, sort of...
He looks like regal, but he's...
He looks like he knows... Yeah. Like, he knows what he's doing, so perhaps, but he has absolutely no idea what he's doing.
Perhaps he's thrust into situations that are positions that he's not ready for.
Yes.
Guys, I feel like we're writing what could be an awesome cartoon. Yeah. like this should happen. Yeah.
Three heroes. Misfits.
I was going to go.
In a world of wolves. When the Avengers are gone.
You know what they should do? They should animate our stories.
Yeah.
With our characters. Yeah. Like me getting,
we can like
getting Ricky, blown on the Haunted Mansion as my otter.
Yeah, we can like Ricky Gervais and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Me stumbling into a gay bathhouse.
Yeah, yeah. Me with a helicopter shooting a light into my asshole.
Yeah. Suck that cock, you dickhead.
You koala.
Oh, man.
Suck that cock, cloaca face.
That works with the Asian fetish, too.
Oh, shit. So I was going to also go with Scatterbrain, but perhaps not Scatterbrain, but let's see.
You could just be a adult.
No, let's go the let's go the opposite.
Okay.
He has incredibly awesome memory skills.
Right.
But his recollection is a random.
Okay.
So like he'll be able to detail out something that you were like, "Oh, what happened that time?" or like, "Do you know what this is?" Right. And he'll take a moment or whatever, and then later on down the line, he'll be like, yeah, all this information.
Okay.
So he's got
a late memory.
A late memory, yes. Okay. Latent
so he's a,
memory
he, he's
recall.
He's an Aspie otter.
Pretty much.
Yes. Let's see here. What other...
And he's a cunt.
So he doesn't have manners. He looks regal. He'll give you... what seems like random facts, but it's just something that he's remembering very vividly from a time before.
Right.
Which makes him seem random.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything else? Let's see here. Am I skipping an aspect of personality?
No, I think you're good.
How big's his dick? Or is that a different step?
I think that's step 11.
Yeah, that's pretty... It's pretty involved, so you should separate
that. I think you covered it.
Yeah?
There we go.
Generally nice. He's charming. People get along with him well.
Yeah.
They give him false trust. Yeah, I think we can.
Okay.
It. Yeah.
So he doesn't really know what he's doing, but people think he knows what he's doing.
I feel like he should be like nominated president or something, and he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
People give him the benefit of the doubt,
and that's why he hires us as advisors.
Right.
Maybe he's incredibly good at bullshitting.
Oh,
why not? Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah.
But his bullshit is ill-timed.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. He also has a drinking problem.
there you go.
But he doesn't call it a problem.
I was looking for, like, where's the big flaw?
Yeah.
He's a drunk. I like it.
He is. He's in a constant state of slight inebriation.
So this...
He never steps over into violent drunk.
Yeah. He's a functioning drunk.
He's a functioning alcoholic, yes.
Okay.
Why not? Yeah, sure.
I like it. Next step.
All right, step four. Think of specific details that you would like this persona to have. Do they wear clothing? Do they have anything interesting or noteworthy? Does your persona have real animal-like proportions, or is it more anthro with human-like proportions? Okay, so we kind of covered some of this, but...
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I had some more I could add. Mine, which goes with his Asian fetish...
Where's a kimono?
Well, no, that well, clothing is later, but he
is clothing.
Oh, clothing too. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll describe his clothing first. First, he wears a, gray tweed, jacket and, pants, and he has a green plaid waistcoat that he wears underneath. He wears the jacket open so you can see the waistcoat underneath. And he has a double Albert watch fob that between the pockets. And he wears a green tie to match, white shirt underneath. So he's got a good color coordination there. Patches on the arms, of course.
Yeah, you're like professorial.
Yeah, he's also a master swordsman. He wears a katana and wakizashi combo on his waistband.
Someone ring the Mary Sue alarm.
I said he was shy.
Okay.
He can also make magical tea that can heal anything.
All right, maybe I should backstep a little bit.
No, you can have a katana. No.
Okay, he's got a katana. It's not like a magic psychic katana. Yeah. He knows a thing or two about swords.
He knows
swords.
A thing or two about swords.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, works as a librarian.
Okay, I like it.
He has to keep his sword skills hidden, though.
Okay.
This sounds like one of those like sci-fi original movies where like a librarian has to be badass for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, why would a guy who organizes books need to know a ton
about...
He's
got a backstory. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Fencing. Or artillery. You know. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Doc.
I think for mine, I'm definitely keeping the captain's hat.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Nice.
You got to have the captain's hat.
Got to have it.
Yeah. But as for clothes, I'm going to go cartoon style and the no pants.
Mm-hmm.
And an open.
Does he have Toon Force?
No, no Toon Force.
Oh, okay.
He's just good. The no pants, but you don't see a dick swinging, you know.
Right.
Cartoon style.
Right.
I'd say like an open button-up shirt, kind of like what I'm wearing right now,
mm-hmm.
But with no shirt underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
So just like an open button-up shirt and then just a hanging tie.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A tie that
like
he
a
just
clip
has.
On that just clips to his fur.
Well, no, it's around
like
his neck.
Yeah.
It's around his neck, but it's like it's not on a shirt because it's on his bare chest.
Yeah,
so it's like my guy's somewhat nude, but cartoon style.
Yeah. It's like Yogi Bear without the lapels. Basically. Yeah,
cartoon style.
There you go.
All right.
You know what? Let me rethink that.
This is important.
Let's do the. Oh, but you have an ascot, didn't you?
Well, I have a fur patch that resembles an ascot.
Okay. Because I like the ascot look.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with what I had.
I almost put the ascot on mine,
yeah,
too.
I'm gonna stick with what
you
I
could
had.
Wear an ascot. Mine will just have fur that sort of is
no,
cravat-like.
No. I'll stick with what I have. Let's make the shirt blue.
So a blue shirt.
Blue shirt. Blue tie.
Blue shirt, blue tie.
Blue shirt, blue tie.
Wait, the shirt is open?
Shirt is open.
Button-up shirt.
It's the button-up short sleeve shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
With a tie that isn't in the collar.
No, it's just around his
just
neck.
Around
he
around
doesn't have a collar.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
Is it neatly tied?
Somewhat loose.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like curled up Dilbert style.
Like you just
maybe?
Got off of work, maybe?
Yeah.
Just sort
yeah.
of pulled, it, pulled
loose.
It loose.
A little yeah. risky business. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No pants. No,
no
shoes.
Pants. No shoes.
No.
No.
Okay.
Cartoon style.
Let's see. My ginger otter will have cufflinks.
All right.
So these are actual cufflinks at this point.
Like, you know, just like shirt cuffs.
Yeah.
With cufflinks.
Okay.
That are made from mussel shells.
Mm.
Yeah. Waterproof is good.
You know. He is wearing a
cock sock.
No. A
cock sock.
He's one of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
He has a cod piece.
No. Yeah.
He's got a
that's made out of an actual cod.
Cummerbund.
Across his midsection.
Made of sea cucumbers. It's a sea cucumber bund.
That is let's see. What color should that be? Navy blue.
Navy blue.
Why not?
I feel like if it's your persona, it should have puka shells.
No.
Oh.
So, yeah, he's got shirt cuffs only.
Yeah.
With some cufflinks that are made of shell and a cummerbund.
If yours is navy blue, just to distinguish, mine would be like sky blue.
Oh, fuck it. Fuck it. No, no blue then. You're you've already got blue.
Okay.
Dean, yours is green?
I had green and gray, so go red for yours.
I will go red.
There you
yes,
go.
Red
ginger with a red cummerbund.
There we go.
Nice.
Keeping it primary.
Yes.
RGB.
Yes. Yep. That works. That works for me.
Just cummerbund and cufflinks?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's also got a third nipple.
But, which is actually less than otters would normally.
But it's under the patch that has the ascot.
Yeah.
Which is why he lets that grow.
So you're also going cartoon style where it's like mostly naked.
Yeah. He's so furry.
I like that Dean's matches his real life where he's got a lot of clothes on.
Mine is more or less a stripper.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, he's a librarian. He doesn't want to draw too much attention to his abs.
Right.
Oh, let's add jobs.
Well, hold on.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's another step, Doc.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Let's see here. We already sort of talked. Like, we didn't get to Dean. How anthropomorphic is yours?
I want to match you guys pretty well.
You don't have to.
So cartoon style?
I'm thinking more realistic style, but maybe his proportions are somewhere in between a short human and a koala bear. Like, he's still standing upright.
Sort of Ewok-y?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, a little taller than an Ewok, maybe.
Okay. All right.
No, so Ewok-y. Let's keep it.
We're all sort of hind leg walker, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Upright. Okay.
But you can revert to running on all four.
Sure.
Of course.
Or climbing up a tree.
Yeah.
but it's how I swim.
Right.
You know, sort
of. Oh, mine smokes.
Well, what's his brand? Parliaments?
Cools.
No.
Cigars.
I feel like mine's brand would be
Swisher Sweets.
Pineapple Express.
Oh, he smokes the ganj.
Yeah, he's a ganjer. Yeah.
Oh, there so he's high. I'm drunk. Dean is disappointed.
No.
All the time.
Here's what would make sense, though. Because your character's shy, that's why we're your only friends.
Oh, okay, gotcha. There we go.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Step 5, think of a name for your fursona. This could be your own name, or you could pick a name that you find interesting. Stay away from generic names like animal names or variations of them to avoid confusion, as there are already many, many people around that use such names. It is always a good idea to Google your chosen name to see if there's other furries already claiming them. Well, fuck that. We're not going to do that.
No, we're not going to do that.
Duck Wheatley.
But I'm not a duck.
You're a duck-billed platypus.
Duck-billed
platypus. See, that's the funny thing. Like, your name is Duck Wheatley, and you're a duck-billed platypus.
That's just silly.
Mine will be Nigel Winkles.
Nigel Winkles.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Captain Dudley.
Really?
Yes.
Captain Dudley. You could have gone Captain Wheatley.
Well, I don't want to use my own name.
All right.
Cappy Wheats.
Ducky Wheats.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Captain Wheatley.
Captain Wheatley.
I like it.
There
Captain
we go.
Wheatley.
Yeah.
Captain Wheatley.
Cappy Wheats.
What would my ginger sea otter's
also,
name
it's,
be?
Also, it's Cap'n.
Cap'n?
Yeah, like Cap'n Crunch?
What an apostrophe.
It's Cap'n.
Cap'n.
Cap'n Wheatley.
Cap'n Wheatley. All right, I like that. I like Cap'n that.
Wheatley. There we go.
Let's see. What would my guy's name be?
Emilio Pond, maybe.
Emilio.
Let's see.
It's hard to top. What was it?
Nigel Winkley.
Nigel Winkley.
Winkley. Mine's Wheatley. That's so close.
Oh, shit. Just
wasn't it Winkles?
Winkles.
Oh, Nigel Winkles. Nigel Winkles.
Nigel Winkles.
Nigel Winkles.
Nigel Winkles. Otter Boy.
Let's see.
Otterbull.com.
My fursona's name, the ginger sea otter, will be named George Clooney.
Perfect.
Hold on. I thought of a real first name for mine. Cap'n Frank Wheatley.
Cap'n Frank Wheatley.
Perfect.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, I could be Danny Ocean.
There we go.
That works. You're a sea otter.
I know, right?
Oh.
There you go. Let's see. Or then there's
or like skew it a little like Denny or Daniel. Danny Ocean's fine. How about Frank Ocean?
Frank Ocean, yeah.
Isn't there a Billy Ocean? Isn't that a singer?
Get out of my car.
Yeah. Oh, that was
fun. Get into my room.
No, it's
out of my lawn.
No, it's get out of my
get
head and into my,
car.
Wait, get out of my car. No, get out of my dreams and into my car.
Get out of my street.
Who does Caribbean Queen?
Get into my trunk.
Go back to your town.
Who's Caribbean Queen?
Caribbean Queen.
It's the idea. Baja.
That's some
man.
Ocean.
That's the Baja, man.
So Danny Ocean is yours?
No. I like Ocean as a last name, though.
Caribbean Queen is Billy Ocean. I was right.
Mississippi Queen.
Ba-na-na-na-na. Now you know what I mean.
All right. In Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yep.
He plays a character named Everett.
Yes.
And in Ocean's movies, he plays Danny Ocean. Yeah. I'll be Everett Ocean.
Like it.
Yeah?
There you go.
I like it. Everett Ocean.
Everett Ocean. Done. All right. I think that's all the steps, guys.
That's all the steps?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So we got our fursonas.
Yeah.
So,
it says tips.
Just a tip.
Sometimes it's hard to describe some different aspects of the fursona. You can try to draw these features out. It would be better for you.
Or we could add the jobs.
Don't limit yourself. Fursona doesn't have to be a usual animal like a cat or dog. Try something different. Choose colors that suit your personality or ones that just you might like. Digigrade stance means that the feet of the Fursona resemble an animal's foot. In the heel is higher up and the other toes of the ball. Oh, okay, whatever. Thinking of a name can be difficult for some. Starting with an adjective that describes your persona and using it as defined words to help you think. Yeah, or just looking up cool George Clooney characters.
yeah. Or well hung the wolf.
Well hung the wolf.
Well hung the
Hold
wolf.
Hold on. I want to change mine now to well hung the wolf.
But he's still an
honor. No, yeah, he's not a wolf.
Yeah.
No.
Any more than a man named Smith isn't a blacksmith.
Yeah. Unless he's black.
Yeah.
A black man named Smith would then be a blacksmith. That's right. True. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Will
fantastic.
Smith?
He's a blacksmith.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Jada Pinkett Smith is a blacksmith.
I don't know why that got to
that
me.
That tickled
so,
you.
That did.
No.
You want to look at warnings?
Ooh, warnings.
Warning.
If you draw your furry, don't try to fuck it. Paper hurts.
Warning, ducks have corkscrew-shaped dicks.
Oh, there's only one warning.
Okay.
Some people are weary of or have prejudice against furries. Be prepared for these sort of problems. Don't let others ruin the furry experience for you, especially the Shy Kids podcast.
Oh, shit.
It doesn't say that.
Oh, man, I thought we had
That'd
made it.
That'd be awesome if it did, though. Yeah. They're already warning us about us within the community.
These are three haters.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like we made it.
Well, furries are fucking scot-free now, not those fucking lunars.
Yeah, fucking lunars.
Fucking
They're weird.
Lunars. Let's describe our balloon sodas.
No.
I'm a balloon. How about you?
You guys want to know things that we'll need?
I'm a Mylar balloon.
Yes.
Things you'll need?
Okay, sure.
Paper and pencil, whatever else you use to draw or design for marking down and recording your fursona.
Yeah.
Something to record your furry's persona, overall appearance, quirks. Some time to actually do something with your fursona.
Like, fuck it.
Oh, make he or she into a role-playing character. Draw more pics of he or she. The creativity
open
and patience
open
to
a DeviantArt account.
Yeah. It creates an inner reflection of your inner self. Yeah, sure it does. All right, so our final fursonas.
Do we do jobs?
Oh, we can do jobs if you want to add
yeah, mine is a
librarian.
Yeah, mine's a librarian.
But librarian by day.
But at night.
Librarian by night, he cries himself to sleep masturbating.
And goes, I'll never get to use my sword.
Yeah.
I'm really good with it, too.
Yeah. If only someone would give me a chance.
You You're really good with a sword, but you never get to use it.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Obama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in the first episode, when we are attacked by something, oh, I left it at home. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
we keep urging you to not bring your sword. Right. Dude, don't bring your sword. That's so nerdy. God, you're always walking around with a sword. Do you see any of us walking around with a sword? No.
Nope.
Leave your sword at home.
All of a sudden,
we do that.
All of a sudden, Loki shows up. Right? Yeah. Fuck, we don't have a sword.
Right?
Then it's like, damn, if only I had my sword. And that's the end of that episode.
Yep.
Right.
Then I bring out my psychic sword.
My character thinks of himself as an investigative journalist.
Ooh.
But he's really just a blogger with one reader.
Nope.
I'm a time traveler.
Okay.
Yeah. No. And
you travel forward in time.
Forward in time at a regular pace.
Yeah. 1 second per second.
Yes.
Nice.
If only he has to
But I tell
out.
Everyone that I'm a time traveler.
Yeah.
I like the idea that yours would be unemployed.
No. He's unemployed. Okay. But he tells everybody that he's a time traveler.
Okay. Nice.
But
it's really just he blacks out from drinking.
Yes.
And thinks he's traveled. Yeah.
Exactly.
I have to find the way back home.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So he'll stay sedentary for long periods of time.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't have any recollection of the gap of time. So he thinks he's jumped forward in the future.
Yeah.
He hasn't figured out a way to jump back.
Where have these toddlers come from?
Right.
Where have these toddlers come from?
Oh, shit. All right. So... What was your guys' name?
Nigel Winkles.
Nigel Winkles. Koala, very sharply dressed, has a katana.
And a wakizashi.
What is that?
It's a short katana that would like go with it. Yeah, for like the two-handed style.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was the guy who makes all those anime movies.
Miyazaki? Oh, no, that's the guy that made The Matrix.
Oh, the Wazaki brothers?
Wachowski? Siblings.
The siblings. Yeah. Get it right.
Yep. Mine is Cap'n Frank Wheatley, the blogger who thinks he's a serious investigative journalist.
An investigative blogger with one reader.
And he's a platypus.
Yeah. And he's a platypus.
He thinks he's Glenn Greenwald. Wears a blue shirt
with a blue tie.
Yeah. He thinks he's Hunter S. Thompson, but he's really just a fat comic book guy for Simpsons.
And he's high.
And he's high a lot.
All the time.
I feel like he should be a conspiracy theorist, too.
I bet he would. He would have some of that. But they're theories you haven't heard about before.
Yeah.
All right, mine is a ginger otter who looks regal, thinks he time travels. He's unemployed.
Yeah, that has a drinking problem.
He has a bit of a drinking problem. And will spark into conversations midway with something that people asked about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Perfect. Right.
Part of his time traveling.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's how he goes back in time.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to reset this conversation. Yeah.
There's a fixed point here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a Motley Crue.
There you go. Perfect.
That's good.
Look out, Avengers.
The Shifers.
Yeah.
The fur kids.
The fur kids.
Yeah, the fur kids.
That's time?
That's time. We did a whole hour on
hour on our first.
Let's do our game then.
We could do our game and then be done.
Jesus.
This is our furry episode.
That's hilarious.
Oh man.
Seriously though, I do want somebody out there to draw these for us.
Oh my god.
That would be awesome.
Yes. Fan art.
I want to see what you guys think our personas would actually look like in drawn form.
There we go.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Make it a double Albert, I'll kill you. No single Albert bullshit.
Listen to this episode very carefully or we will find you and we will murder you.
Yeah.
In furry ways.
What was yours name again?
Everett Ocean.
Everett Ocean.
Everett Ocean.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I like it.
Sexy.
All right. So we move on to Nerdigories.
Nerdigories.
Nerdigories. Come dancers.
That's the lightning round.
Oh, yeah.
Colon come.
Colon come dancers.
I hope we have a come dance.
That's a colon come is a Rick Santorum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we discussed that.
Yeah, we did discuss that.
We discussed it. Once again, Nerdigories is where we take a category that's sort of nerd-related in some fashion.
Right.
Something that you would have a fandom over. And you write a list of five within a minute's time. The unique aspects of your list being the ones that gain points, thusly making you king nerd for the week.
All right.
We'll give you the category, then go ahead and write your list for a minute. No cheating. And then pick us back up. And we'll go through our lists together.
Yes.
All right. First category. Anybody?
Trilogies.
Movie trilogies. Now.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Welcome to the Sully Show. We're totally insane. We've got dumbasses and folks who are really lame. We got Sully on the soundboard. Danielle is rocking too. And J.E.T. the redneck, we're all here for you on the Sully Show. Welcome to the Sully Show, let's bring it to y'all. Shana-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-knees, please.
I want to hear you snore.
Join us on The Sully Show live every Sunday, noon to 2 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Shy kids.
We are shy kids. See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
And we're back.
Nice.
I love that pun. That never gets old for me.
Right.
So movie trilogies. These have to be cinematic in nature.
Yes.
Could they have been made for TV movie trilogies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd count that.
Yeah. So
probably should have explained all this before.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And sections of an existing franchise, if grouped in a trilogy, works.
Oh yeah.
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 Yeah. So like, if there's like five movies, but you're only talking about like the first three, that's fine.
Yeah. So like Star Wars, an example.
Yeah.
Has what I consider two trilogies.
Right.
Yeah. There's the good trilogy and the bad trilogy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, 4 through 6 is terrible. 1 through 3 is amazing.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, I see what you're being facetious.
That was my joke. That was my joke, Captain. Right.
Well, you love arguments about trading. That's what makes those first three really good.
I love shitty kid actors, super racist personifications of aliens, and
I like mystical forces overexplained.
That's good. Yeah, and trade wars.
And trade wars.
Yeah. And Senate hearings.
The trade wars. And Samuel L. Jackson.
I like C-SPAN with funny heads.
All right, so movie trilogies. I have a feeling that there's going to be some overlap here.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I won last time, so.
You did, so you go first.
I go first, okay. Well, I'll get this out of the way. We actually all saw this together, the Cornetto trilogy.
Yeah, I had that one.
I left it off my list because I thought that you would write it.
Oh, Dean, you had it?
Yeah, I had
it. All right, so me and Dean cancel each other out there.
All right.
Dean, what's yours?
I put Star Wars first.
Star Wars.
There we go.
Any preference for the first half or the second half?
The one that George Lucas didn't direct is... Empire, yeah.
Empire, yeah, okay. Those ones.
Once I got him out of the way,
he directed
really
the first
good.
One, Star
yeah,
Wars.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
But then the other two, yeah.
Well, did he direct 1 through 3?
The prequels, yeah.
He directed all the prequels, right?
Yeah, that's why they sucked.
Yeah, that's
so
why
you
Empire
really only like
is the best.
Two movies out of the original trilogy.
No, I like the original trilogy. It's just like the one that I think is like a really good standalone movie is the second one.
Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you have Star Wars?
I didn't.
Me neither. So you got a point for that.
Got a point.
All right. My first one was the Back to the Future trilogy.
I had it.
Oh, you asshole.
Cancel.
Yeah.
Okay. My next one, the Toy Story trilogy.
I have that, shit. You son of a bitch.
I should have put that on there. Fuck.
Okay. That was on my list.
Next one I had was the Godfather trilogy.
Yeah, I didn't put
it. You know, I did not have it. Because the third one stinks.
Yeah. I agree.
Sofia Coppola sucks the shit out of that movie.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Oh my God. She's acting with like Andy Garcia, right?
I wouldn't even blame her for all the movie's problems.
No, but that's a big part of it because he is fucking an acting goldmine, right? Like he's turning it on. He's fantastic. He's believable. You know, he's got a character that you're interested in, whatever, and then she comes and he's supposed to love her. And you're like, no.
No.
Like, don't make pasta together.
No.
Stop it. All of it.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Second for me is the Bond trilogy with Daniel Craig, specifically.
Okay.
Oh, I don't have it.
I didn't have it.
All right.
Got a point there.
I got my first point.
Evil Dead trilogy.
Yeah, I got it, you son of a
bitch. Fuck! You're canceling all of mine now.
Okay.
We watch a lot of the same movies, Doc.
I think I'm gonna get a point with this one because none of you fucks ever heard of this. The current Evangelion trilogy. It's a Japanese anime.
Just take your points.
Yeah, I had it.
You didn't.
I didn't have it. Dean like knew right away. I was bullshitting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I like Japanimation. What is it?
Yeah.
Let's see. The only one I have left because we keep canceling.
Yeah.
Is the Nolan Batman trilogy.
I forgot to put that.
No! And I almost thought for sure you were going to put that on
there. I would have had I remembered.
Dean, did you put the Nolan Batman?
No, that probably should have been one I was searching for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kept forgetting whether movies were actually trilogies or whether they had more than that. Like,
I forgot several that I love.
Well, that's the skill here, right?
Yeah. Okay, my last one.
I still have one.
Oh, okay.
This is my last one. It's Die Hard.
Oh, that's a good one.
Die Hard trilogy.
I don't know that.
First three.
All right. I've got the Homeward Bound trilogy.
Homeward Bound?
Like Fievel Goes West.
Oh, that's American Tail.
Oh, fuck. American Tail.
Homeward Bound.
Damn it.
So you're talking American Tail.
American Tail. Fievel Goes West. What was the third one?
American Tail.
Hold on. I'm going to call shenanigans if you can't come up with a third movie in your trilogy.
Because I watched it when I was a little kid, so I can barely remember. Those movies were the shit, though.
I didn't know that it was a trilogy, so if you can't come up with the third fucking movie...
I think we got to give it to him.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure that there's three?
There is three. I know the third one. Because it pisses me off.
You know the name of the third one?
Yeah, it's well, I don't know the exact name. It's like,
if I can't name it, I shouldn't be able to get the point, so I'll sacrifice
it. All right. It's an American Tale in Manhattan.
Yeah, it was a New York one.
Yeah. So,
okay, hold on. Before you go, yeah. Dean, describe the plot, and I'll give you the point.
Wasn't it like, so there were refugees? It was sort of like a Holocaust-y thing, and they were living in New York in the sewers, and there were cats that were like in charge of the town or something.
I think that's the first one. I have no idea.
Oh, I might be describing the first. Okay,
yeah, that's so an American tale.
I don't know well enough to be able to take.
No,
point.
No points.
Yeah, no points for Dean.
I agree. There you go.
So. The third one pisses me off because the second one's clearly the best one. Fievel Goes West.
Yeah. That's the one I remember. The
original
most.
American Tail is pretty good, too.
It's pretty good, but Fievel Goes West is awesome.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then in the third one, he's suddenly back in Manhattan. And the movie opens with him waking up and going, Mommy, Daddy, I had a dream I was a cowboy.
Oh, Fievel Goes West is all a dream?
They made Fievel Goes West all a dream.
Oh,
and
fuck.
The spin-off TV series, Fievel's American Tale, which was him in the West still. All of that was a dream in the Fievel continuity now.
What the fuck?
These cunts. I was so pissed.
Fucking put them on what? A train or something.
Yeah.
Jesus. Really? They just were like, nah.
Yeah, he's not in the West anymore.
That's... Oh, my God. Whatever. Yeah,
that was a dream.
Well, now I don't want it on my list anymore.
Yeah. So fuck Fievel.
How many points did we all have?
Let's see. I had three.
I had two.
I had one. Die Hard.
Dean wins round one.
I forgot Dark Knight. I forgot the fucking Iron Man trilogy.
I thought for sure you would go Terminator as well.
I don't like three.
Yeah.
Well, there's more than three. You could have...
I don't like Salvation either.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like anything past two?
I don't like anything past two.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. That explains that.
All right.
I think I only saw two.
I think I that's probably it. most people.
Yeah, I never saw the
I
first
think most
one.
People never saw the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. I think most people only know Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Right.
Yeah. It's the most iconic. Plus, the T-1000 graphics are still kind of badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they still kind of hold up, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck, Lawnmower Man wasn't a trilogy, was it?
No.
Fuck, okay, good. All right.
Yeah. All right, so that's trilogies.
Dean won that round.
Dean won that round, so Dean will go first in our next round, which is...
Action Heroes.
Action nice. Heroes. Now.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty. Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
Listen to More Like Radio every Tuesday night for the answer to this question that's on everybody's lips.
What does the trunk say?
On your, fuck. Oof. Ah!
What's the trunk say?
I'm not
one that judges penises.
Blah, 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 blah.
I cannot understand what...
What does the drunk say?
Do it in a bourbon barrel. I am all over the goddamn place, okay? Oh, let me, excuse me,
What the drunk say?
I will fucking do that. I think that's enough of the racism there. Okay.
What does the drunk say?
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
Shy kids.
We are the shy kids.
See right there. It's done. Theme song.
And we're back.
Yay.
Yeah.
So action heroes. This could also mean movie stars that do action movies.
Or predominantly. Or specific characters.
Or their specific characters. Yes. Yeah. With the stipulation being that if you say a character that is played by an actor that somebody else has on their list, they cancel.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I like it.
So Clint Eastwood and the Fistful of Dollars guy would cancel out.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. My first one is Bruce Lee.
I do not have Bruce Lee.
I don't have any character iteration.
Cool. Yeah.
Corey?
Dr. Sam Beckett or Scott Bakula.
Mm.
Nice. Oh, you'd call him an action hero?
Quantum Leap, he does action-y things in some episodes.
Okay.
He's a time-traveling hero that punches people and jumps off of trains. And
he kind of just says, oh, boy, a lot.
He does say, oh, boy, a lot, but there are action episodes.
All right. He shoots guns occasionally.
Yeah.
Well, I said Scott Bakula, so no, I'm kidding.
Are you giving me...
Yeah, take the fucking point.
You don't have to give me the point.
You want to give him the point?
I don't even know Scott Becker.
Really I'll give you the point.
Quantum Leap guy.
I'll take...
Oh.
The main character of Quantum Leap.
I would probably count it.
But... Yeah. Take it.
Right.
You have the point. Dickhead.
You have a point of my scorn.
I'm going to go with Ash from the Evil Dead trilogy.
That's a good
one. I thought you were going to say Ash Ketchum.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
All he does is lose fucking
Ash Ketchum. When I wrote down Bruce Campbell, that means that we...
Did you write down Bruce Campbell? Oh, fuck. All right.
Dean. Oh, yeah, again.
Did you have Bruce Campbell or...
No, I didn't.
Or like the dude from that Mummy movie where he was with a guy that thought he was JFK, but he was black?
Was that Bubba Hotep?
That is Bubba
Hotep. Oh, fuck, yeah. You know, I haven't seen Evil Dead, but I've seen Bubba Hotep. It's weird. I've been thinking since Halloween, or it was Halloween.
I'm gonna, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I'm probably going to sit down and watch those.
You mean you did sit down and watch them?
No, I'm... Yeah, I did sit down and watch them.
We don't record these early. It's
Yeah. Timey, wimey, wiggly, wobbly.
Wiggly,
wobbly. Yeah.
Bibbidi, bobbidi.
Time is it Eva. Okay.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
My second one was Clint Eastwood.
I do not have Clint Eastwood. I did not have him.
All right.
Nice.
Second on my list is Jason Statham.
Fuck! I had...
You son of a bitch.
My name is Chev Chelios.
Fuck!
And to die is the die I die.
Although, hold on. By far, best action hero ever.
He's cool.
I'm going to throw it out there.
I like him.
He's the only fucking action hero that can wear a black turtleneck.
I put his crank character. Would you have said his transporter character more?
Any character.
Yeah.
I will watch any fucking Jason Statham movie. I don't care if he's trying to be an American, a British dude, whatever. I go right past the fact that he doesn't have any voices.
Jason Statham movies are fun.
They are amazing. Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Except for Fast and Furious.
Sorry, canceled you out.
Somebody just sent me a text saying they beat the Pokemon game.
Oh, wow. Right. Yay.
Yay.
Okay.
Jason Statham.
My next one is John McClane.
So, Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody have Bruce Willis?
I almost put Bruce Willis.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
But I did not.
Okay.
All right. I put Mario of the Mario Brothers.
That counts.
Yeah, he is an action hero. Action platforming.
Mario.
He was in a movie.
Let me ask you something. Mario was his name in the movie.
Yeah.
Is that canon with
Nintendo? No, actually, Shigeru Miyamoto, the guy that created Mario and Luigi, said that they're like Madonna or whatever. They just have one name.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Right. But why are they the Mario Brothers if Luigi's name is
Mario? Well, because Mario's a Dom and Luigi's a sub.
Luigi's a sub.
So perhaps they're not actual brothers?
No, they are. In Yoshi's Story, they're twins. Mario's slightly older than Luigi, but they were adopted by Yoshis, so they don't have the Yoshis save them.
I once won a contest. Remember when we were kids, they had the Super Mario Brothers Super Show?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then locally, we had a spinoff of that that was not in any other states called King Koopa's Cool Cartoons.
Mm-hmm. I never saw that.
You never saw that one?
I knew of Mario Super Show, but...
Yeah, it would come on after Mario Super Show. It was Koopa hosting a show. It was like Krusty the Clown Show, but with King Koopa.
Oh, I remember the Zelda cartoon coming on after it.
So he did a contest, like going to commercial, like send in a postcard with what's Mario's dad's name? And I sent in Mari Old. And I won a subscription to the Fox Kids Club magazine.
Nice.
Yeah. Badass.
I think that was a time when Nintendo Japan didn't have a very tight rope on their licenses.
Yeah. No, they did not.
Yeah.
Okay, so Corey would be next.
Shit. Brad Pitt.
Didn't have them.
You don't have any character iterations of anything.
You guys both went with actors, and I went with characters.
Well, I went with one character, and then I just thought, like, well, oh, yeah, you can't choose a character.
You did say Sam Beckett.
From Brad Pitt.
All right. T-1000. Arnold.
Yeah. Arnold.
I got my nanny pregnant.
Your Arnold sounds like fucking Ray Romano.
Who talks like that? A beard is not a substitute for a jawline.
Come with me if you want to live.
Okay, so I guess I would be next.
Corey, your Ray Romano sounded like Alf.
Where are all your cats?
Yeah. Hey, Willie.
Ooh.
I'm going to fuck your wife.
Come here.
Kill me.
I'm going to put in all three fingers.
Yeah.
When I said, give me some pussy. Never mind. Go ahead.
I ate the cat. Okay, so my...
It's Doc, right?
Oh, you said T-1000.
Arnold.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. My next one would be Brock Samson.
Ooh. Brock Samson.
He's from Venture the Venture Brothers.
Oh, an animated action hero.
Yeah.
I see.
He's good. He's actually done by... what's the name of the...
Patrick Warburton.
Yeah. He does his voice.
Oh, so Patrick Warburton crosses. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. It would cancel, but I didn't put Patrick Warburton.
If you
would
put Kronk, would they cancel
or
each other?
Or the Tick.
He only did live action Tick. He didn't do animated Tick.
He was still the Tick.
Yeah.
Okay. Corey?
Matt Damon.
Oh, Bourne. Yeah. I guess you're right. I was like, what? I forgot he made the Bourne movies.
I almost put the Bourne trilogy in my trilogies.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that one, too.
Yeah, but then I went Toy Story because I thought, oh, they won't go animated. I love Toy Story, and then fucking second one off the list.
Toy Story is fresh in my mind because I literally just bought that trilogy.
Don't get me wrong. Toy Story is a fantastic trilogy.
Yeah.
But, I almost went with the Bourne trilogy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you canceled my Chev Chelios with your Statham, I got to go with the last one I thought of, which was Hit Girl.
Oh, fuck!
Wait, Hit Girl?
Oh,
Kick Ass.
Doc, I love that you put Hit Girl.
Right?
She is, like, my favorite just movie character ever. Oh, my God. Great. I can't believe I didn't put her.
Right?
I'm glad I didn't, because then I wouldn't
Hit Girl from Kick Ass.
Or Chloe
Grace Moretz.
Yes. Mm, so if I had put Carrie, that wouldn't have.
No. I wouldn't call her an action hero.
All right. My last one is Black Dynamite.
Oh,
nice.
There you go.
That's really fucking nice. Good. I love your list.
Yeah. I think I might have gotten all of them.
But then, like, again, I forgot shit like Iron Man and fucking Batman that I could have put. But whatever. You still have one more.
I do.
Okay.
Anybody want to take a guess?
Kevin Smith.
No. Okay.
George Clooney yes. something. Yeah.
George Clooney something.
George Clooney.
Just Clooney in general?
George Clooney.
Yeah.
I don't care if he's not in an action movie.
He is. From Dusk
Till
Dawn.
He's stealing my heart.
From Dusk Till Dawn, I'd count. Yeah. Seth Gecko.
Yeah, he likes some action from George Clooney.
Yeah, he's in a lot of action movies.
All right.
I got four that time.
I also got four.
I got five.
God, Dean with the sweep.
Yep. Dean sweeps the fucking contest.
No, we didn't even have to go into cum dancers.
No cum dancers.
No cum dancers this week. Sorry,
we can dance in some cum if you
no,
want.
No, no. All right, Dean with the sweep. That's the first time we've had a sweep.
All right.
We've not had to go to the bonus round.
Yeah.
What?
I'm just laughing because we call our fucking lightning round cum dancers. Dancing. And like that's stuck.
Yeah.
Like we call it that now.
Dancing in the cum light.
Dancing cum. Dancing cum.
You've got sticky feet. When you're the cum dancing queen.
Standing socks.
So yeah, that's gonna do it for this episode.
Nice.
We fursonized ourselves. Please draw us. And Dean became king of the nerds for this week.
All God right.
Damn it.
Do you guys have any plugs?
Plugs. All right. As always, deanbotino.com for my online portfolio.
Nudes.
No, those are my Instagram.
Okay.
Tasteful nudes.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I got pixel art on there, 3D art. It's all kind of video game centric stuff. If you want to buy anything, I've got prints on society6.com/FruitsyCollins. I think I've spelled it enough times.
Yeah.
So, I just started a deviant art,
nice.
In preparation for our fursonas, of course, I got some Sonic the Hedgehog fan art on there, you know, doing some stuff,
Tails fingering Sonic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Knuckles, you know, I've also got a that's Fruitsy Collins as well. I've got a Pixel Join account, which is kind of like DeviantArt, but just for pixel art. Fruitsy Collins again. Twitter, Fruitsy Collins. I say funny shit on there. Anything else? No, I'm working on a new pixel art that's, if anybody's familiar with the game Journey, I'm going to be doing a Game Boy version of that.
Ooh,
with like the
nice.
Four colors. Yeah, because it'll be like sandy. So
that's pretty
it works
cool.
With it. Yeah. So
I like that idea.
When the lights go down in the pixels.
Yeah, it was sort of like Beatles Rock Band, but Journey. Yeah.
All
right. It's an indie like platformer.
Relive
really
the ending of The Sopranos over and over again.
Yep.
Don't stop.
And then it stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think we touched on it, but you had your suicide prevention walk, the walk out of the darkness walks.
Oh, we did. Yeah. It went really well. I met my goal.
You met your goal. Yay!
Yeah. And I think I have to confirm this, but I think the fundraiser in general raised its overall goal. So hopefully we'll be seeing a suicide center in Orange County.
A suicide prevention.
Yeah, you know, different strokes for different folks.
We actually did talk about this last week.
Oh, did we?
We yes. did.
Then fucking erase this.
Yes. Yeah. Go kill yourself.
Never mind.
The fun part was that Dean missed the walk part.
Because my meds fuck up my memory. But they stop me from preventing...
It happens.
Yeah. But the money is there. That's what's
But you're
important.
Good with a katana.
Only when he's a koala.
Yeah. Now,
Doc plugs.
YouTube.com/DocWheatley. Watch me play video games.
I will.
Okay, good. And then Twitter.com/... Wait.
Fruitsy
how do
Collins.
You say Twitter? Oh, you just say at. At DocuWheats.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I did the slash, too.
Yeah. Well, either way.
You get there.
That's
anyway.
How you get there.
All right. Shit.
How close are you to finishing Dishonored?
Pretty quick here.
Yeah?
Pretty soon.
What about Ghostbusters?
That's pretty much done.
Is it?
By the time this will come out, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, pretty soon you'll be having a new regular
That's
game.
That's true.
Oh, by this time, do you want to reveal?
No. Nope. All surprises.
Shut up,
do you know what
you
it
guys.
Is?
Yes.
You do know what it is.
Yes.
All right.
Does it start Gomez?
Secrets. Surprise secrets.
Fuck faces.
And remember.
And blacksmiths.
Oh, if I ever meet Will Smith, I'll be like, do you know that you're a blacksmith?
I would not do that. That sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah. He goes, really? Yeah.
He'll say, welcome to Earth, and then punch you.
Yeah. Right?
And then bite on a cigar, but he won't light it. It's just for the look.
Exactly.
My plugs. Follow me on Twitter at Corey D. Cook. I currently have the least amount of Twitter followers. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
You can follow my band at BDR Rocks. You can follow my record label at Arcadian Records.
It's not the right syllable at all.
You can follow my record label at ArcadianRecords.com. There are websites, both those things, BroughtDownRunning.com or ArcadianRecords.com. Yeah, go buy our artists on iTunes, Katie Dayton or Bree Harlow. Buy their EPs in preparation for their albums that will be coming out over the end of the year, new year.
Soonish.
There will be some albums that will be dropping. Yeah. Fresh piles of albums.
Right.
Fresh steaming piles of albums.
Fresh prints, you might say.
Yes. As always, go to or direct your friends to theshykids.com.
Yeah, spread the word.
For all your podcasting needs.
Yeah, tell all your friends about our show. So it's not just you, same audience all the time.
That's true.
Yeah, because we get regulars. Sick of you.
Yeah.
all your jokes get old.
Yeah.
Also, all the links to everything that we mentioned on plugs are on the kids section of our website.
Yep.
If you want to contact the show, like say for instance, you drew some pictures of some fursonas.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
And you wanted to get those to us. There's two ways to do that. You can email us at
comments@theshykids.com.
That is true. Or you can drop them on our Facebook wall, and our Facebook wall is facebook.com/
The Shy Kids.
Amazing, guys. Right. It's like we've done this before.
Yeah. And we don't keep forgetting to put the in front of everything.
I know. It's The Shy Kids.
Yeah. The Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Another successful episode.
Yeah.
I think huzzah.
16? 16.
I don't know.
Yes.
It's a number.
16 it is. Furries.
We're going to need to do another bonus episode soon. We got to pick something.
Yeah.
And rip into it relentlessly.
Okay. We can do that.
Spoiler wise. I'd
Word.
Like to.
Let's do that.
I need to start watching movies.
That was just a thought out loud. That wasn't for the podcast. But yeah. So thanks for listening. And as always, remember.
This never happened.